with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. The ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards.
It is time to shine a light on some of the wonderful things that are going on here in Brisbane, in our community. Our volunteers are among the most wonderful contributors to our community. And this Friday, we will be announcing the winners of the ABC Radio Brisbane Community Spirit Awards. We asked you to nominate individuals in a number of categories, including multicultural community cohesion. And this is an award that recognises an individual, group or community who unites people from various cultural backgrounds to celebrate diversity and promote multiculturalism. And I am delighted to present to you this afternoon one of your finalists, representing the Runway Movement, Lekki Ngamo. Lekki, great to have you along.
Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
To you and everyone else.
Oh, we're so excited and humbled to be even nominated, and just to that someone put our name in. We didn't know that a lot of people knew about us.
This is great. Okay, well, for anyone who hasn't yet had the pleasure of coming across your beautiful Facebook page and the wonderful photography that you can find there, tell me about what it is that you guys set out to achieve.
So basically, we are a collective group of queer POCs. A lot of us are from Brisbane. A lot of us have migrated over from Australia to Australia, and like myself, some are first generation Australian immigrants. And what we created to start off to make was a safe place, because a lot of us who are queer and POC, there's a lot of challenges that we have to try and get through life, and there aren't a lot of safe places for us. And having said that, there's not a lot of people that can who can recognize our struggles and who can connect with us. And when I had met up with a few people, we realized that there was something missing here in Brisbane, in this beautiful city. We were missing a safe place for queer POCs. And from that, that's where we started. And it just grew from a small group to we have over 80 people now who are in this group.
Now, POC, people of colour.
Yes.
For anyone who is not completely up with the terminology. And in terms of safe space, are you talking about a safe physical space? Because I feel like your efforts go beyond just a meeting room in a library where you can hang out, right? Like, it's bigger than that,
isn't
it?
Yeah, we've formed almost a community, and it's like a family. A lot of people who don't feel safe in their own there are some people who are in their own families but aren't fully expressive of who they are. Mm-hmm. And when they're around us, it's a safe place for them to express themselves however they feel is their true identity.
Mm. Lekki, tell me about what it is that you get out of this connection. Because in as much as you're volunteering your time alongside many other people to help support others, you're getting a lot back yourself, aren't you?
I didn't realize when we first set out to start all of this, I didn't realize how much love that I would get from this, because I just set out, I saw, you know, when you hear that saying, see need, fill a need. And that's what we first started on. And then just from all of this, I think just the overwhelming love and support. And the most beautiful thing is when you see people who have never had acceptance and then they find their place, it's such a beautiful thing to see them blossom into like a beautiful rose.
Mm-hmm. How has the pandemic affected your community group? I mean, you would hold events and getting together and so on. Has that been hurt by the pandemic? Have you had to innovate? How's that worked?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle, but we managed to adapt to the restrictions because we do a lot of community barbecues and activities just to keep everyone together and just to keep their spirits up and to keep that safe place active. And when COVID had happened, that did hinder a few things, but through things like Zoom and just like just having like FaceTime and everything, we were able to connect with everyone and try and keep that community spirit going, to be, especially for those at times when we were restricted into our households and who didn't have family support. It was very important for them that we were able to connect with them to make sure that at these hard times there was someone out there looking for them.
So what do you think your message, Lekki, would be to anyone who has felt like you did on that day, where there was a need for something, you saw the need and you wanted to do something about it, but you just kind of left feeling either powerless or like, who am I to make a difference? Or the problem is so big, there's no way I could possibly fix it. Like, what would you say to anybody who might be inspired by your work, who wants to make a change?
I would say for them just to follow your heart and to do it, because I didn't know how this would fruition to become to such a big thing. I just knew that there wasn't something right, there was something that needed to be done, and I just did it. And if you have an inclination that you feel like there's something missing in your community, then I think you have every right to try your best to make that happen.
So where to from here?
I don't know. Well, like, from here, I think my main goal is to always create a safe place. And if we have the safe place that we keep that going, I feel like part of what we are about is we've done it. And now all we need to do is just to reach out and just find more so that future generations don't have to go through this whole needing a community to feel safe.
It's so wonderful to have you as one of our finalists in the Community Spirit Awards, you and the entire collective. If you've not had the opportunity to check out the Runway Movement, you can find them on Facebook. Keep an ear out for them. Keep an eye out. And how else can we get involved, Lecky?
We do have community run events once COVID restrictions do lessen. We do hold fundraising events to help emerging artists and everything. And if you could follow us on our Facebook or Instagram at Runway Movement, you'll see our up and coming activities.
And it's wonderful. You can head to the ABC Radio Brisbane website. I believe we've got a story going up about you.
Yes.
If it's not up right now, it'll be up very, very soon.
Yes. I think it just got maybe an hour ago or something.
Excellent. Yeah. Hot off the press. And you heard it here this afternoon on ABC Radio Brisbane. Congratulations, Lecky Nagamo and the entire Runway Movement on your nomination for the Community Spirit Awards finalists.
Yes.
Looking forward to the big night on Friday.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
You're already a winner though, mate.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. ABC Radio Brisbane. Don't forget that you can head to the ABC Brisbane Facebook page on Friday to watch the awards ceremony. We'll be live streaming that. Get behind all of these magical, marvellous people who are making a big difference to our wonderful city.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.